matter that took place at the time that Yaakovin Alav Shalom thought that he's marrying his favorite wife. So now, when Lea Imenu gave birth, it says that Rachel Imenu was not too happy. So she felt some type of jealousy toward her sister. It says, Vatiqane Rachel Vachota. A qina'a started in her system. She says a lot of stress was going on in the house. So now the question that is asked, do you expect such a thing from Rachel Imenu that will be jealous of her sister? Chas v'shalom. So what is? I'm sorry? Yeah, but you don't expect such. If she led her sister to become a kala after 7 years waiting, so what is this supposed to mean?
She was jealous because she was interested to be part of the Shabbat team, to have the part of the Shabbat team.
She wanted to have the share in the future.
So retaining.
But when you see someone losing out in front of you,
that's not permitted. It says in the Torah, "Lo tiqom ve lo titor." After Acha Kamocha, she knew the Torah. "Lo tisnai achicha bilvavecha." That applies for the ladies too. It's not for only men. So, what is this all about? So now, it's a very beautiful insight, and that is that here, what happened? That all of a sudden, that Hashem had such a favor toward Lea Imenu. What happened? Na'a was not designated to marry Yaakov Avinu. As we see, the Midrash brings that she was supposed to marry who?
Esav.
The little one was supposed to go to Yaakov Avinu. And Na'a was supposed to go to Esav. So now she prayed and so on. So we have a message here that Lea Imenu, through her tefillah, that it says in the Torah, that Eine Lea Rakot. Good. So she shifted her mazal to Yaakov Avinu. Good. So now here, what is it to be jealous? So here they explain, you know why Lea Imenu was so favored by the Ribono Shel Olam that she was honored to have Mashiach. Yehuda is from Lea Imenu, right? Yes. You sure? Yeah. Yes. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, right? Yehuda. Yehuda is the king, and then Malchut David comes from Yehuda. So now here, it says in the Torah, Vayar Hashem ki senua le'a. What does it mean? Hashem, notice that le'a is what? Senua. What does senua mean? Hate it. What does it mean to hate it? So obviously, you know, all of a sudden, you get up in the morning, Rehinehi le'a. See, what's happening here? You're supposed to be Rahel. So now there's a friction there, right? So here he says, "Vaya Hashem ki senu alea vayiftach et rachma." It's an unbelievable thing. Because Lea was disliked by Yaakov Avinu, Hashem gave her children. Isn't that something? You understand?
Yes.
I don't think so. You really understand?
Because he didn't get the protection, Hashem gave him more protection.
Here he says, "Vayar Hashem ki senu alea." So now here, Rachel Imenu cannot have a child. You know why she was jealous? You know why?
Because was favored by more by Hashem.
No, because Yaakov loved her. Because she realized that when Yaakov didn't like Lea, Hashem gave her children. He said, "Ay, ay, ay, why Yaakov likes me? If he didn't like me, I would have children." What are you thinking or what?
It's a thing for marriage. It's like if the husband doesn't like the wife.
No, you might change your mind now, maybe. Wait. So now, look at what she does. Look at what she does here. So now, all of a sudden, you see the next pasuk. It says, that Rahel goes to Yaakov Avinu. He says, "Habali banim." He says, "I want children." Eh? What kind of? Well, how you talk to your husband like this? You know, a wife talk to their husband like this. How's it going? So now here we see. All of a sudden he says, "Vayichar af Yaakov." What happened?
make him dislike him.
No. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu got angry at her. So now what is she doing? Purposely, she's doing something that Yaakov would dislike her. And look at this, unbelievable thing. He says all of a sudden, then Bilhah had a child, and then the Dan, and then all of a sudden, we see she was able to give children. So that means here, you know what she's teaching us? As long as you have people around you, say, oh, Chazak Baruch, you're the greatest. Nobody's like you. You're in a big trouble. In a big trouble. Baruch Hashem, you're not a big trouble. So he says, as long as you have people go against you, I mean, you're doing the right thing. Chas v'shalom, you're doing not the right thing. And then you see how Hashem has the protection that you need to give you. You see what the chokhmah she used here? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. She says, Chutam Hagan Aleinu, Eskemi Yeshua, B'shut. See you.